Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Give you the world. You more precious than diamonds and pearls. And I'm loving the way you be rocking them curls. Let me be frank. Them girls ain't got nothing on you. And they out there rapping as mine. If they ever thought they was out here studying on you. You done went to school and got you some education. Said you all about peace, love, meditation. I remember day one was such a great vibe. Now you got my heart beating like it's fucking baseline. I don't know. Love right, something about you made me love like, can't let you go, so we hug tight. I'ma get skins by the end of the night.
I said I've been through a lot, and you have too. I came in hot, but you made me cool. Tell me don't ever be nobody's fool. Then I slipped on that pub and I said,
Big and Lazy.
Big and Lazy.
Yes, sir. We back again, man.
We got a very special guest.
Mm-hmm.
I can say he's a good friend too. I've been knowing this man for 20 years, more than 20 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Westport, my homie Cleazy Picasso, man.
Yo, what's happening, folks?
Round of applause.
How y'all doing?
Man, thank you for coming to chop it up with us, man. I've heard a lot about you just before Big brought you up, because I do music too. So I've always kind of followed the scene that was around me. And I can honestly say, and when it comes to talent, bro, man, every song that I've ever heard from you, bro, is very creative and very well put together.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. No problem. Appreciate that.
And y'all, and he didn't have the song of the day. This is about his third time. What was the name of that song right there?
That song is called "Made Me Love."
And like, yeah. What was you going through? Like, what was your inspiration behind that,
bro? I can't even lie no more at this point, bro. Like, shit, I just turned 34 today.
Uh-huh.
So I done been through, you know, life already. So
happy birthday.
Nowadays,
too.
Like, I appreciate that. Nowadays, bro, it ain't even what I'm going through at the time. It's like, if I heard a beat, bro, I just, whatever the beat make me say is what I say. I ain't even necessarily got to be going through nothing.
Right.
Yeah. You said it's his birthday. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate you stopping by on your birthday, man. So this is your bell or pop, you know, champagne. We yeah. give flowers, we give bottles of champagne. We
yes,
we appreciate you stopping by and fucking with us on
we
your
sure
birthday.
Do. We sure do.
We gonna open this right now.
Go ahead, champagne.
Oh, we gonna do it.
Do your thing.
Do your thing, man.
I actually, look, y'all already told me don't shake it up, so we ain't gonna shake it.
Nah, don't pour no champagne on.
While you opening that, man. I just want to ask you.
Yeah.
You said you just turned 34.
Yeah.
And I can imagine that you've been doing music for a while.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Find inspiration, you know, in doing the music and not necessarily saying haven't made it yet, because I feel like as artists, you're going to do music regardless,
yeah.
whether you get a big check from it or, but what? How do you feel? Still find the inspiration to drop dope tracks and go to the studio and, you know what I mean?
Inspiration, man, look, let me tell you, for me, I think it's pure love for music, bro.
Yeah.
Like, for real, I just love what I do. Like, music in my life, music everything, man. Like, and I feel like, I ain't really learned no trades growing up, bro, because all I did was play football all my life till after high school. So I don't know how to work on cars. I don't know. Like, I just love music. Music came second nature to football.
Right.
And I love it. So it's pure love to keep me going with that.
First bottle ever popped on the Big and Lizzie pod.
In the new space. Congratulations to y'all, man.
Thank you, man.
I always tell B that I'm proud of y'all, man.
Yeah.
Yes, he's like, an advocate. Listen, yeah. like
I always see you shirt from the beginning, though. I've seen you support us, bro. Even when our first episode dropped, you was one of the first people to, you know what I'm saying, share us and stuff like that. Man, we appreciate the love, man.
For sure, for sure. I can't see how much going in the cup, though.
No, you good. You good.
Just a little bit. Don't do me too.
You going to be like, hey, man, cool. Don't cap out on me,
I ain't
dog.
Talking that.
So how'd you come up with the name Cleazy Picasso?
Cleazy Picasso.
I want to know that too, man. Mm-hmm.
So, man. All right, for me, so, McClee is my middle name. So, back when I was young, I was going by Lil Clee. I had a song called Cornbread Thick and all that.
Mm-hmm.
As I got older to like the age of 21, I don't know where like, I wanted to drop the Lil, and I just came up with Cleazy.
Yeah.
Then, from, like, when I was performing stuff, people would be like, bro, I can picture what you saying. I can picture the stuff you say. So, Picasso just came that way. But what hurt me the most, bro, the same time I came up with the Picasso and threw that on my name, Jay-Z dropped a song called Picasso or whatever he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, damn, man. That's when I really started feeling like damn, every time somebody do something, an industry person seems like they just...
Facts, though.
Out the blue, do it, too.
Facts, though. I used to feel like that all the time doing music. I'm like, damn, are they fucking listening to me or something?
Hey, I kid you not, bro. Y'all want to know something real? I ain't never told nobody, like, for real, though, but me and my mama talked about it. Y'all remember that artist Jibs?
Yeah.
Do your Swing, chain, yeah, uh-huh. Yo. Hey, bro, everything I love, I swear to God. I had wrote them lyrics in a notebook damn near identical to what he put out.
Damn.
Yeah, so.
Did that notebook get stolen or something?
No, I don't think it got stolen.
I think it got stolen. Yeah. Here on the Big and Ladies podcast, we feel like, Jibs, man, you owe my boy, man.
Nah, man. I don't know what happened, honestly, but, you know, like, it was just, I feel like it was just one of them tunes that anybody that was our age back then could have came up with that.
Facts, bro. So, bro. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, you brought up Jay-Z, so 500,000, dinner with Jay-Z, what you doing?
500,000.
Easy, bro. Easy. That's what I don't mean. Fuck Jay-Z.
I did post the other day, though, bro. I did post, if it came between the 500,000 and 50 Cent, I said that one might make me think a little.
50, oh my God!
Give me some, bro.
Don't some, bring bro. This nigga up in 50 Cent.
But, come on, nah, man. Bro. But I feel like 50 can offer more opportunity, bro. Like, yes. He got the shows and everything, bro.
Come on,
like,
man.
Like, oh, dude, what's his name? Roe Timmy.
Yeah.
He was like, he was just in the studio by chance with somebody that worked with 50 Cent, and 50 mm-hmm. happened to pop up. Like, bro, why you ain't tell me you do music?
Right.
Facts. And this is a couple seasons in the power.
I didn't know he did music. I know he was in Jordan Lucas's video.
Yeah, he got a lot
Kenobi.
Of man. Rotimi's dope. Like he's he's from Africa, so he has that Caribbean sound. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like man,
hit him with that cha cha.
Dinner with 50 will go so far, man. Look at Pop Smoke. Pop Smoke would probably be the king of New York right now if it wasn't for his demise, just Fact. Because off of. The 50 backing. 50 don't back nobody, no artist. What artist has 50, you know, what they call cosign in the last 10 years?
I don't know, it's been on.
You know what I'm saying? Troy Ave, what's your boy?
I feel like he was trying to do it Casanova. With 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
Mm. But yeah. as soon as them allegations and stuff, it was over.
Yeah. He co-signed 6ix9ine?
He did a song and video.
Was always with him.
Yeah. He did a song and video, and they got an interview together when 50 is talking about, you know.
Really?
Yeah, but I think that's off of, like, just the hustle mind frame that 50 Cent had. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't take away the street credit, so it's like, I fuck with whoever. But then after the allegations and shit like that, things change. You know what I'm saying?
Cut him off quick.
He hates when people say 50 because it has a neural ground with me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like 50 is one of the great. I've never seen a nigga have the run 50 Cent had and still haven't. It's a lot of people that got names that are no names today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We ain't about to talk about 50, goddammit.
But a few weeks ago, Jay did come out and say, you got to take the 50. You got to take the money.
Yeah. You got to take the money, man.
So I'm going to ask you this. Dinner with Sexy Red or $22 in food stamps?
I'm gonna take Sexy Red.
You taking Sexy Red?
Yeah, but she always got the money. She always got her money out, so you know she got a little money.
And what, if you she rob
her? Nah, if she taking you out, shit, she probably won't even expect nothing. I'm a barber. And you're a co-host. I'm nobody. You know, dinner with Sexy Red will probably be straight.
You know okay.
St. Louis finest.
So I'm gonna ask y'all, y'all been in relationships for quite a while. I say 10 years plus on both of y'all. Is that right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe even 15 years. Can I do
both? Yeah. Is it? 14.
14. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
you can go by 15.
So the recent, you know, the list of no first dates, y'all didn't see that list, right? I'm going to ask y'all, but I say that to say this. So y'all been in long, successful relationships. What was y'all first date? Like, what was y'all, please, you go first. What was your first date?
First date?
Mm-hmm. Because they say they... too good for cheese. Well, now, hey,
bro.
Huh?
Luckily, I got a woman that don't. She ain't doing all that. What all these chicks do nowadays, bro. So
yeah.
Our first date, I can't remember exactly, but we was young, bro. Like she was 18, I was 19. Our first date could have been like Denny's or Applebee's for real, bro. Mm-hmm.
Denny's was a spot for a while.
Yeah,
man.
It was
so. I ain't gonna cap, bro. Like, seeing what females be saying today, bro, I feel like I'm blessed, bro.
Man, that's the same thing I said when the list came out. I was like, man, it makes me, when people be like, man, you married, man, it gotta be boring. Whoop, whoop. Man, when shit like it happens, it makes me more appreciative because it's like, they be so caught up in the wrong shit. That's why even the lady on that video, she was an older woman going out with, you know what I'm saying? You going on a date at almost 50. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to go wherever somebody going to take your ass.
Man, be thankful you can get out of that house. Was that old?
Man, she was an older woman. She was at least 40.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we was young, like you said, too. So our first major date without meeting up with like friends and going to the movies and hitting McDonald's at Dixie Does and shit like that.
Yeah.
She was happy to go to BW3's and get a 12 piece.
You know
what I'm saying? That's my type of woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like I said in the barbershop the other day though, I said women be expecting so much, women and men, but mainly women. Like y'all gotta, why dudes can't just be real as soon as you meet them? We don't know you. I don't know you well enough to just, you want to go eat her, and then we sitting there, and I'm like, man, I wish I wouldn't have brung her here. She don't even have good conversation.
What it is.
She don't even look the same as she look on her profile picture. you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of things that differ into meeting somebody and going on an actual date to spend time and money on you. Like, I don't mind. Money's not an issue with most men. It's, are you worth it?
Exactly. Like, it ain't. All that shit costs, but is it overpriced? That's the kicker. You know, that man might not be broke. You just don't financially turn him on. Serious business, though.
Oh, man, that's a gym. That's a serious gym right there.
Yeah,
man.
He might not be broke. You just don't financially turn him on. Like,
facts.
Maybe you're not worth that, Bruce Chris. Maybe you're not worth that.
Man.
Yeah, like the world crazy nowadays, bro. You got chicks staying like, I ain't taking no man on no date. Like, come on, bro.
Come on, man.
Come on. Why you can't open up to that guy?
Yeah.
You can't provide something for that guy?
Right.
That man probably had a hard week at work. Man. That man out somewhere.
Facts.
Nigga.
That's the way to a man's heart, though. Yeah. Women don't even know it. Just, you ain't got to be no
the
boss
small
chick
shit.
And own a business. Just the simple fact that you thought about. Like, shit, he might want me to take him on a date.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you capital grill me, I'm going to do whatever for you. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't never been to Ruth's Chris or none of them fancy restaurants. Like, I done took a female to the Longhorns. That's some good. I don't know how good can a steak be. And like, you go to them overpriced restaurants. I went to Benihana's. Benihana's ain't nothing but Shoguns, bro. And like, so I went, we was in Chicago and with a dinner for two. I was with a little lady. And, it was like $175 for two people. That's what it came up to. We had drinks and shit. But I took that same girl, I took my granny, I took my mama, my little sister, and me. and five people ate for like $100. Like it's, I'm like, it's the same shit, same little shit. They cut it up in your face, same little salad, little.
I'm gonna keep it real. A Golden Crowd got a mean steak.
Yes, they do, bro.
They cooking it right in front of you. You know what I'm saying? They give you more than what you get than you pay for.
I went to Texas Roadhouse about last week, and I got the blue cheese crumbles on a medium. I won't say a porterhouse. It was the best steak I ever had in my life. I don't know if I was high or hungry.
I hate blue cheese. I ain't messing with no
blue cheese, nothing.
Man, I hate blue cheese.
Y'all ain't fucking with blue cheese?
Not even blue cheese combos.
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
I can't do the blue cheese, man.
Man, I ain't never ate no blue cheese.
I have. That's why I know I didn't like it. And it just don't seem like it goish nothing to me, man. I don't know.
I got a blue cheese story, man.
Go ahead.
So, it was junior prom.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go, you know how you go to the little eateries and stuff before you head to the school dance or whatever.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. This lady, we went to Bristol's, I think it's what it's called. It was like a party bus full of us, man. So we get in there, the lady, she comes talking about, you get a salad with your meal. So I'm like, cool. I'm like, what dressing y'all got? Because me, I like the honey French. I'm a honey French guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's different too.
Yeah, so
I'm going straight for the ranch.
So she was like, we got blue cheese. I made it. So I'm like, all right, let me try it. You feel me? I ain't never had it. I'm like, let me try it.
Yeah.
She bring my salad, give me the blue cheese. I tasted that shit. It was the nastiest shit I ever tasted, man.
Damn.
And some kind of way I knocked it over and it fell on my date's dress.
Who'd you take to prom? Who'd you take to prom that year?
Nah, man, we ain't going there.
Man, nigga, why not?
Nah.
Bro, don't make me get on MySpace and just look at you. The pictures are still up, bro. Don't make me get on my MySpace. It's still up.
No.
Speaking of MySpace, man, what's y'all favorite song from the MySpace era?
MySpace era.
If y'all can remember.
Hey, I was on some dude named, it was a Texas artist named Baby C. And he had a song called, was it Stepping in My J's or something?
I think I heard that before.
Yeah, I think it was called Stepping in My J's, something in my J's.
Yeah.
And like, dude was hard. For real. He was hard.
He was on MySpace?
Yeah.
That's where all the artists were back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Soulja Boy, everybody. I think one of my favorites is that dump truck. That dump truck. Back it up and dump it.
Hold on. My niece just showed me that back song. Is it going viral again?
Everything's going viral again because of TikTok, bro.
Showed me this. Like, you heard it is. I'm like, that don't sound like a new song.
Nah, that's a song from back in the day, bro. That's one of them teen party songs. You know what I'm saying? The Joker era. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that was the best ever, man, because we had fun, man. I feel like the music now is like, you see the depressed or everybody getting killed.
Bro, getting a dance back in the day was like,
oh, man.
That was like getting like second base, man. You couldn't. Man, how many dances you get, man? Nigga be like, I'm just lying. Like, yeah, I think I got about five of them. Hey, ain't get shit.
Real shit, though. Like, cause like, even nowadays, my daughter, she's only 11, bro. And she be playing stuff that we played in the early to mid 2000s, bro.
Yeah.
And I'd just be happy to say, hey, our music sounded better back then, didn't it?
My son be on it. He's 12 and like, he went over to my partner's house one day. I was like, you watch these little niggas for me while I go to the shop. He wasn't doing shit. And he also helped coach my oldest. He was like, man, TJ walking around the house singing everything from me. I'm like, man, how you? He's like, man, that's how my daddy play. My youngest went over his best friend's house. And Today Was a Good Day came on the playlist. And he knew every word. He only six. You know, I was like, he's like, man, your son was singing every word. I said, listen, man, you don't know how proud that makes me that. You know, my influence.
Yeah. And plus, MySpace days. I think MySpace is when I first came across DJ Khaled and them.
Everybody.
It was Ace Hood.
Everybody.
T-Pain was on everything, wasn't
he? T-Pain. If you ain't got T-Pain in your top something, T-Pain killed his era, man.
Bro, T-Pain be going live on, is it YouTube?
And he's funny, too.
True.
He's
facts.
A funny guy, man.
Yeah.
But the Hook God, Hook King... T-Pain, bro.
Hey, I just watched him put a track together live, and like, bro, T-Pain's that dude, man. I just wish he came back and started putting out more music, he'd be on top again.
But we gotta stop that though.
What's
even
that?
If he don't, like Nori and them say, I'm like with music, I'm like sport. I feel like it's like sports. I like to give you your flowers. When you get too old for it, like when people be like, man, Wayne's verse or Wayne this, or man, Wayne got plenty of shit. You got to go back and just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to just give people their flowers. for what they already done did. Because, you know what I'm saying, T-Pain is one of the greatest artists of our generation.
Facts, yeah.
From In Love With a Stripper to Chopped and Screwed to everything he did on Hooks, like, just give the man his props. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, a lot of artists wouldn't even be they type of artists if they wouldn't have them in love with invulnerable tracks that people wasn't talking about. Nobody said they was in love with a stripper or they sprung.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
all right, so how y'all heard that, at, what's it, The Fix Before the Carter Six?
No, I heard bits and pieces of it, but
bruh,
that's Wayne.
Wayne's back to himself, bro.
Yeah,
really.
You heard him and 2 Chainz got a new little track too.
I heard that yet. The Collie Grove Part 2.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be dope though.
Yeah,
he got a song with Benny the Butcher on Benny the Butcher's new album.
With Wayne?
Yeah, and he's smacking shit. They got a video and everything. But Weezy is a rapper. He's your rapper's favorite rapper.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
But he was also saying when he was like signed under Cash Money or whatever, he was saying they weren't letting him be him.
Yeah.
So, and then, like, he also, well, he said he wasn't doing the mixtapes like that no more because when he remixed people's things, like, they feel like he's supposed to get on the song that they want to put out and all that. So,
nah, man, that's not that type of artist, man. So, you should be honored that nobody knows your song no more because Wayne did it. I would feel honored that.
I ain't gonna cap, bro.
Watch My Shoes.
I ain't gonna cap, bro. I probably feel some type of way if I was Mike Jones, bro.
Yeah, what song was that?
In that The Sky's the Limit, bro.
I swear to God, I didn't know that was Mike Jones' shit.
Yeah.
I did not know that was Mike Jones' shit.
Wayne came out to the Colorado State football game performing a remix song, bro.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro.
Nah, you see he's just shutting people down at back then, you know, like he ain't clearing samples, like, so he said he's about to redo his song. And yeah, he just shut like 5 people down. Like,
Mike
he just
Jones?
Yeah, Mike Jones.
Give it up, man. Give it up, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I wouldn't, you know.
I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to say it like this. DJ Powell. DJ Powell said that he wakes up to emails just clearing samples and clearing, you know what I'm saying? That's the life. If you can get paid off of people sampling your music, because I ain't going to lie.
So what's the best sample? I'm going to ask you. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying I ain't gonna lie about. I mean, the first track when we first heard him and Slim Thug, and Pow Wow, that was so crazy to me. You know, I feel like if you got a chance to clear tracks and get some money for it, like nobody's gonna forget you, bro. We remember your number. Remember your phone number, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you a legend in that aspect of. Everybody fuck with you for who is Mike Jones. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so Klee, who what was some of the best sample you done heard? Like what would you save if you like what's the like of all time, like
favorite sample of all time?
Yeah, the favorite sample of all time.
The samples I be liking come from that one dude, man. What's his name? DJ It ain't DJ Spin. It ain't DJ Hit Kid. What's his name, bro? I think he was hosting that. He was hosting the Kevin Gates tour.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines, and we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flir. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight. Practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flir, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
This tour he's on right now?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm going at the end of the month. Shout out to Kevin Gates.
DJ D-Rec.
Is he ever? No.
I'm saying, does he ever, besides Wild Knowledge, he ever did anything?
I don't know.
DJ Cut the Beat.
I don't think you ever got to do anything else besides Wild Knowledge, though.
But most things that I heard is remake, bro. Remakes.
Yeah.
I don't really be feeling them, bro.
Prince said pretty soon. Prince said 15 years ago, he was like, pretty soon we're going to have the sample of the sample. We ain't going to know where it even came from.
And that's real, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, like, Lil Baby now, it was like when they be remixing the Hot Boy tracks and stuff, bro, it's like, bro, why?
Yeah.
Why y'all do that?
I think at the time in the studio, you know, we, you know, artists, I think at the time they think anything will pop and everybody understand.
Yeah. Now Lotto remixing that Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
She went in on that.
She did.
Yeah.
Like it be people going in on some tracks, bro. But just to say, like, the greatest of all time sound like, bro. Like, you ain't no samples gonna be better than them original songs that people put out back in the day, bro. When we was babies and before we was thought of, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just over for that.
Bro, I was listening to
this is a page I follow on Instagram, bro, and like, you will be surprised of what sample, bro. Like, it ain't so much the words, it's almost like a little piece of the beat, like,
yes.
I forgot the name
Kanye
of this page.
Is good at that too.
Yeah, bro.
Taking
it ain't got
pieces from it.
Yeah, little bitty pieces. Like,
I will say, Through the Wire was fucking shit was hard though.
That was hard.
Anything Kanye samples is gonna be.
I wonder, who do you know? That motherfucker's
what
hard right there.
Me?
Yeah,
come on, man, that's crazy.
Like back during the summer, NLE Chopper. I forget. He tried to go off with that Nelly. Hot Boy cadences, bro.
He did the Nelly too. I think I heard it too.
And like, bro, like the one that kept on coming on the radio with Wayne, bro. I'm like, bro, this shit's getting annoying.
Right.
Like, yeah, bro. Like,
which one with Dwayne?
I don't remember the.
Cause I don't really listen to the radio much.
Yeah,
I listen to
the
podcast.
The name of it, bro. But like a lot of sometimes, like somebody got to be in their camp to be like, bro, just leave it alone, bro.
Yeah, man. But when you got, we are in the era of yes men.
Facts.
You had niggas in the studio like, let's just go to Rockefeller, just something random. If you are any artist that think that you about to drop something cliche, you got Beans in the studio, you got Cam in the studio, you got Yater, you got so many artists are going to tell you, man, that shit is not it, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's not going to carry the camp, you know what I'm saying? That's why Ye was able to, because once the music started hitting, they like, shit, it's undeniable. It's undeniable. This is undeniable. That's undeniable. Yeah.
Man, shout out to Cam for reinventing himself with the Is talk show.
Yeah.
Y'all watch that?
Yeah, I do.
I listen to bits and pieces, man. Yeah. You talking about the one with him and Mace, right?
Yeah.
I feel like Cam is one of them niggas that if I had to guess an artist that would be around today and not. That's why I said why 50 is the GOAT. I'm sorry to go back to 50, bro. I'm sorry.
Please
go back
to 50.
I'm just saying, though, it's just like to do shit out of rap is hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm not saying he's a good businessman, bro, but I don't think he's going to beat T.I. in the verses, bro.
Nah, that's so cap. That's cap. That song's
I'm
is too
ask,
heavy.
I'm going
to hold on, though.
Just talking about music, bro.
Beat Down Low or Mini Men?
Bro, that's 50's top song,
I'm
though,
saying,
bro.
Though. Let's go down the line. Beat Down Low or Mini Men?
Beat Down Low.
You going to go with Beat Down Low?
I'm going to tell you why, bro. I'm going to tell you why.
That's crazy, man.
I love the South shit.
Yeah, I do too though. But Tip and 50 is not a good. It's not a good one to me. It would have to be somebody out of the South for me to. Because I'm not a big me. It could just be me. I'm not the biggest T.I. fan.
He was corny.
I remember the impact that he had.
Yeah.
With Urban Legend and trap music before that, and but you know, I'm just not. And when he was calling himself the King of the South.
Didn't nobody question him.
Yeah, didn't nobody.
Nah,
didn't
because
nobody.
He was on top of his game. And then once niggas like Bun B say, look, we all kings. If he feel like he the king, just let him have it. Most niggas is going to listen to Bun B. Cool. You right if you feel like that. But, man, let's just keep it real, man. King of the South. The South is heavy.
But didn't nobody ever, Flip try to, I don't know.
Flip won that beef.
How he win that beef?
Man, T.I. tried to pull up in Cloverland like he was Big Meech and got beat down. What the fuck? That's what's beef.
In a shiny green suit and some leprechaun boots.
Yeah.
Hey, but I don't know. Hold on. Gucci killed that nigga with T.I. What kind of king do a birthday bash in the middle of the summer with some fucking leather pants? Come on, man.
Hey, they just made up.
Yeah, they did. They did. I seen that.
Hey, but when I first heard 24s.
Yeah, nah, facts though.
Yeah,
facts,
bro.
Though. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. I don't want y'all to think I'm dissing Tip. I fuck with Tip, but I mean, I'm just not the biggest. You know what I'm saying? But them songs you naming, 24s.
Yeah. I remember where I was when I heard 24s.
Me too, bro.
Yeah, my mom was in the hospital, and I'm like, she had the TV playing, the video came on. I'm like, what is this?
My cousin Reggie burned the CD, man. He said, I got this new rapper out. I'm like, who? And he came up there and played like, duh. I'm like, what? You know, just.
And I would just be easy. Hey, man. Yeah. T.I. was a...
I remember that time. The impact on T.I. was with T.I. and being from the South was crazy. But, I mean, come on, man. Like,
okay, I'm going to ask you this. You know they say this a lot. So I'm going to go to they both heydays. I'm going to go from the 2000 to 2010. How many years would you say 50 was the best rapper? Each year, 2000, 2000. How many did you say 50 was the best rapper?
I think only about the Massacre. The Get Rich or Die Tryin'. Then that was 2003. 2004, he dropped.
The Carter
dropped. Yeah. Yeah, the Carter
dropped. The Carter dropped, but, I mean, 50 was still the man because he had the movie drop.
We talking about music, bro.
I am, though. Check it. He had the movie drop, but Get Rich or Die Tryin', the soundtrack was just as good as the album.
I get you
keep
that.
It real. Then he dropped the Massacre. So I probably like a 3-year, 4-year stretch. And then he was like, fuck
ain't no
it.
Way.
Hey, man.
Ain't no, bruh. T.I. versus T.I.P.
That was
King.
Paper
Trail.
Let's keep it real. He stole that from Cassidy.
T.I. versus T.I.P., though.
Yeah.
That motherfucker was hard. Especially when he was rapping.
I never
rapping.
Listened to it all the way through.
You never listened to it all the way through?
Never. Because even as a young music head,
yeah.
I feel like he took that from Cassidy.
Cassidy did
it on the first Cassidy versus the Hustler. He did that the first track. Rapped versus himself.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real. Where you get that from, Tip? Can Tip beat Luda in the verses?
Luda?
Yeah. Let's keep it real. I'm gonna say
when it comes to hits, Luda. Probably.
What? Bro, he sleeps on T.I., bro. T.I. is that he was that nigga in the 2000s,
Luda
bro.
Chris,
but,
man.
But if it came to just like spitting,
Luda
gonna walk all over that, man.
Luda ain't never had a weak verse.
Come on, bro. Stay off the T.I.P. of my dear.
Yeah, he killed him on that. That was probably one of the best diss verses ever.
Facts. And it was with who? A G-Unit artist, man. Let's just keep it
but,
real.
But where's Buck from? Where's Buck from?
The South.
Okay. From the South.
Memphis. Yeah.
Facts.
Bro, New York rap. 50, the key would always 100. 50 killed New York rap.
He killed it?
He killed New York rap. Okay, besides, okay, we're going to say the Massacre. We'll give you Get Rich or Die Tryin'. I'm going to give you the Massacre. After that, what New York, who was dominating rap from what, 2006?
The South was taking over in the 2000s. After Andre 3000 said the South got something to say, everybody from the South stood up. From Texas to Atlanta to Louisiana. Everybody stepped they
man,
came up.
Even the New York designer. What was the song? Designer.
See, that fucked up New York. I think that's what fucked up
that
New York's
it.
Music.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody from New York was sounding like they was from the South.
Yeah.
Hey, Boogie with the hoodie.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you who brought that New York sound back to me.
Who?
Besides Troy Ave. You got the niggas from Buffalo.
Griselda.
Yeah. You got... Pop Smoke had that club music that I can tell you from New York. You know what I'm saying? Casanova. You know what I'm saying? New York kind of went underground.
Free Casanova.
You know what I'm saying? But I think the 2000s was the South, man. The Texas, Atlanta, Soulja Boy. I'm just saying, keeping it real, man. Alabama, yeah. Gucci, Jeezy. That was the era for the South music, man. Like, it was undeniable the South was stepped, and the South never let up after that. Everybody that's hot now is from somewhere in the South.
So I'm going to ask you this, Clee.
What up, though?
At all time, I'm going all time, if you can just get rid of, you only can pick one state to have their music, one state, and the rest of them got to disappear.
Mm.
What state are you picking? Well, y'all can ask both of y'all answer that.
Mm. What state am I picking?
Hold on, you first, and then go down the line.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna pick Louisiana.
Mm.
You got the High Boys. You got Gates.
Yeah, that's probably.
You got Boosie.
To pick too.
See, that's hard.
Yeah,
you know I fuck with Gates too. But I'm gonna go Texas, bro.
Texas.
I'm gonna go Texas, bro.
Why you say Texas?
Just growing up and like my dad, he was a big music head and I just feel like the impact that on for me. Music, Scarface, you know what I'm saying, Pimp C, just that Texas movement, man. 25 lighters on my dresser.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the songs that kind of like stuck with me the most as a young youngin was that Texas sound, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Who would you say? You say Louisiana too?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they had Wayne, the High Budge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was kind of like our teenage years right there.
Nah, facts. The whole Trill Fam, Boosie Webby.
Yeah.
I can fuck with that too.
When Boosie was on his beast mode stuff. So, yeah.
Do the ratchet.
Y'all see Andre, speaking of, y'all see Andre 3000 out there and Andre 3000 out there in Japan playing the flute. He's living his best life, man.
He's living his best life. Mm-hmm. But y'all hate me for how I feel about Three Stacks, too. Y'all hate me for how I feel about bro.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I feel like bro is definitely one of the GOATs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, his feature game crazy and all that. But I had somebody say to me one time that Andre was better than Pop, you know. But my thing is about Andre, like, what did he give? He never gave us an album outside of Speaker Box. I mean, The Love Below. He never gave us a full album, just him.
But like you said earlier,
feature game crazy. But outside of that, outside of Hey Y'all, what did bro give us that we can? Man, this nigga's the GOAT, man.
Like, man, he gave us that fucking adverse on International Players.
He did.
Speak it up. Yeah, have you ever heard a bad verse from him, though?
No. I ain't saying that.
Uh-huh.
But to put him over a lot of people that got the albums that Ross, I can feel how I want about Ross outside of music. But Ross is a classic guy, man.
Like, have you heard? So you talking about solo albums? Because Outkast's first couple albums was not, you
Outkast.
Know what I mean?
That's what I said. Outside of Outkast, outside of him and Big Boy, what dude has he gave us besides Hey Y'all?
But he came in the game in the group, though. He came in the game, though. Yeah.
Boosie and Webby did, too. But, you know, a lot of people branch off and get their own individual fans. Like, I feel like if you're going to name Andre 3K, most people say Outkast. Because I ain't dissing them. But it's Outkast, bro. Outkast got them hits, bro.
Boosie and Webby didn't have a group. They came in together. Yeah. They was together, but they didn't have an official group. You know what I mean?
They had Trill Fam.
That was a label.
Yeah, but shit, when you on every track with niggas from the label,
you drop
a label joint album, it become like a joint ventures and shit like that. That's a group at the time, like 3-6 Mafia. Everybody got their own shit, but individual niggas fuck with Paul. Individual niggas fuck with Juicy J. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like your impact on rap is everything. That's why niggas need to get away from numbers and shit like that. Andre 3000's impact on rap.
Yeah.
To make niggas just rap. Uh-huh. And, you know, fuck what I look like or fuck what I, you know.
Yeah.
The raps. You know what I'm saying? He got songs with niggas that would never hop on a track with Frank Ocean. You know what I'm saying? He gonna kill that. You know what I'm saying? He gonna give you legendary songs. International Player. He's on the track with legendary niggas. And he gonna kill that shit.
Yeah. So I'm gonna ask you, would you do a cut with 6ix9ine?
Who, me?
Yeah.
like Kodak said, bro.
Yeah.
Right. He ain't snitching on nobody I know. I don't do nothing with him.
That's y'all rap.
Like everybody else was saying, you could tell he wasn't about what he was talking facts about or what y'all right had him doing. Mm-hmm. And to sum it up, it ain't my rap. It's y'all rap. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about Kodak? What do you think? You think he's on? You seen that Drink Champs interview? You think he's on some type of drugs or something?
Kodak?
Yeah.
See, bro, I'm the type of person, I don't like putting that on black people, bro. Because, you know, like the old heads, bro, as soon as they see somebody do something out the ordinary, that's the first thing they throw at them is like, oh, they on something. They on drugs. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, shit, bro, like everybody got demons, bro.
Right.
I don't know what that man going through.
Yeah.
But all I can do is wish the best for him. Now, everybody could see someone, right?
Right.
But, you know, shit, bro, you probably just going through some shit.
I hate that they put it on Nori like he shouldn't have dropped the... Nori was giving them all praises. Like, I feel like you wanted to, you know, the greatest of this generation. You special, you authentic. And I think that's just all that matters about the artist. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man that can separate the artist from whatever they're going through, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? If we was picking little things about artists or anybody that we liked in the entertainment business, then we necessarily wouldn't like none of them.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? If we knew every dirty sock they had, you know what I'm saying? Every dirty detail. But just not to switch subjects so quick, but I've been big on mental health lately. I lost a client to suicide. Somebody I cut their hair, and it's still relating to music. If you down and you know you feeling a certain way about life, what's a song, man, that you can? And I'm asking both of y'all this, that you can go to and man, it just instantly like changes your mood to a good mood, or you know what I'm saying, helps you push through. What's that song that y'all go to song for that? You know what I'm saying?
The go to song.
Not the reversal question
or nothing, but you ever been like dead sleep?
Yeah.
And you wake up because you got a song going through your mind?
Yeah. I feel like so I've been waking up with songs in my head since I was a kid. And for a long time, it was Return of the Mac.
Return of the Mac?
Yeah, ever since I was a little nigga. I'll just be playing in my head.
But like, bro, for some reason, it's like, every so often I get that Kanye song in my head that get up or get down, get up. Yeah. Or get, yeah, like, bro. Damn. Like, that song, like, yeah, like, bro, that song right there, like, it's probably that for me.
That motherfucker's crazy, though.
What about you, Kanye? I mean, I say got you, Kanye. What about you, Tajay?
Man, I probably would have to go with something Kanye, too, but to keep it real.
Yeah.
It'll probably be God Gave Me Style by 50.
I knew it would be something 50.
It is, man. I'm going to just keep it real. It's outside of that, it's probably something from either Skyface or Ye. But that God Gave Me Style, God Gave Me Grace, God Gave Me Style, God Gave Me Grace. You know what I'm saying? That's just like a motivational thing for me. Like, nobody can take that away from you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
What was that song? How Did You Think? Dun, 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 dun. It's an older song. I forgot the name. I think it's called Something on the Run. It's about Caribbean or something. Dun, 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 dun. I'm going to find that damn song.
You want to know one of my favorite songs? Like, I feel like one of my favorite songs ever, like, I feel like it can never get old, is M.I.A. That fly like paper, get high like planes. That was so different for us.
That's when Wayne showed Drake he was still the daddy of that shit.
Yeah, facts.
Or Drake was something. On that song?
Yeah, you know, the remixes.
Okay, yeah.
And I think the only reason why I can't listen to old school music when I'm, like, depressed, I don't think I could have lived back then with those type of songs, man.
Yeah.
Like, them songs was, like, mad suicidal depression shit, like.
Billy Ocean, that's the name of the song, Caribbean Queen.
Now you're going to have to turn us on to that.
Hold on. Can I play a little bit? Hold on.
All right, that's enough. You're gonna mess up the monetization.
There we go.
I know what song that is though. That was on Vice City.
Yep, it was.
That was on Vice City's radio right there. But when David Ruffin said, "I wish it would rain, sunshine, blue skies, please go away. I don't want to see that beautiful shit. I am depressed." And did y'all know the writer of that song? I wish it would rain. Mm-hmm. He wrote that song and then killed himself.
Really?
Yeah. He wrote that song and then killed himself. I wish it would rain.
Damn. Who wrote it?
I forgot his name, but you remember
talking
that?
About Paul?
Nah. It was somebody that wasn't in the group. You know, they used to get songs written for him all the time, and then the best nigga would sing it, whoever they thought should sing it.
I got a fact for y'all. How old was y'all when y'all found out the Five Heartbeats wasn't a real group?
Man, I think I asked because I used to sing it. And Granny's had gems, man. Granny's had a lot of information that is viable for our well-being of life. You know, you don't have to think so hard. My granny used to tell me shit all the time that I couldn't believe. Like, she told me one time that Carl Winslow was gay. And I was like, that's fucked up to tell a kid, because I went through life thinking
Carl Winslow?
That's what she said.
They said Sherman was gay.
Sherman?
Not a professor? George Jefferson.
Oh yeah, I did hear that. Your boy from Martin, the one that run the radio station. He just had an interview with Vlad and said he was undercover, man.
The who? Come on, Tommy Davis?
Nah. What was his name for that ran the
Garrett Morris.
He ran the radio station.
Garnett Morris? We were a little more, man.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I'll take a little more too.
Yeah, Toddy's a rescue. Yeah, there we go.
We drinking champagne.
Splash, man. Happy birthday to my boy, man.
What's your plans for your birthday, man?
Plans? Man, they cooked the dinner for me earlier today.
Okay.
You didn't bring us nothing. You very dirty. Y'all people didn't bring us nothing.
Hey, I'm about to hit the crib and turn up the Elijah Craig, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all fuck with Elijah Craig.
Yeah.
But we got so drunk at his goddamn, what was that, a gauging party?
Yeah, we're going to run it back, too.
Yeah. Next week.
Yeah.
So you engaged?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. How long have you been with your girl?
Like 14 years, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Been a while.
It's been a while, man. What's up? It's like, bro.
I feel like it's been longer than that, though.
I know, don't it? Mm-hmm. Hey, but when you go through life, bro, you got the older people. Why you ain't married yet? Mm-hmm. You need to marry. And then she come. They said, you need to marry me. Why you ain't married yet? And I'm like, right. Bro. Ain't no what nobody say gonna make me, you know, you only ready for stuff when you ready.
You gotta be right.
Yeah, you gotta be ready for it yourself.
Cause I proposed young. I proposed like when she first got pregnant, and he's 12 now.
Yeah.
And I fucked that all up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess I'm glad I have somebody that gave me grace.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let me grow up and shit like that. Cause y'all be throwing niggas away, man. Y'all don't know what a nigga can be.
I don't like how the older people be trying to rush people into things, bro. Cause like 60s, for me, man. Bro, it probably was a stupid thing, but like, I feel like it was always a sense of freedom, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, if something really came down and messed up, it's like, damn, I still got a room in my pop's crib.
Mm-hmm.
I can go and leave when I want to.
Facts.
Yeah. But then it's like, damn, we've been together all this time. I ain't went nowhere yet.
Right.
You know, it's only one more thing left to do. We got 3 kids. It's 5 total, but we lost twins, so.
Okay.
So let me.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to hear that, too. So let me ask y'all this. So, like, well, how do y'all, like, I know y'all have, all couples have arguments, but like, is it certain when you in a heated argument, is it certain shit you can't come back from?
I think it is. You just got to have somebody that's willing to.
Is it certain, like, damn, your kids think like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know. Like,
I feel like, bro, like, everybody going to argue, bro. People going to say stuff, you know, everybody going to say stuff, even though people be like, they don't mean it. They still gonna hit you with the low blows, bro.
Right.
So it's just, you know, you gotta suck it up, keep on moving, bro. Like,
if it's outside of like sports,
yeah,
music, I'm not a good arguer because
I'm talking about like an argument with you.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, outside of like some arguments I can have with the guys, when it gets to like relationship and. That's when I'm not that good, because once you get emotionally attached to somebody,
yeah,
you don't know how the fuck to feel when it's, you know what I'm saying? Somebody might be telling you about yourself or telling you, but shit, it's a lot of shit that I'm going to tell you about you too. That's not a good argument in a relationship, you know what I mean? Because you can easily say, if your girl come to you and say, I don't want you to act like this, I don't want you to be like that, whoop-de-whoop. If you're not okay, I'll work on that. Anything outside of that with a woman is like, he ain't listening. Well, what about what you do? They're not listening to that. It's a block up with that. You feel what I'm saying? So like, I'm not a good argue when it comes to certain shit because I feel like I'm too attached. So it's like, when we was young, don't fucking hang up on me.
Like if we
in a heated argument and it's not going your way, that's the worst thing you can do with me, because I didn't get what I needed to say off, even if we never spoke again.
Yeah.
I'll call back and be like, and one more fucking thing.
Uh-huh.
Real talk.
Hey, and I know you ain't lying, because you said that on the episode with the girls.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You said you passionate.
Yeah.
And like, bro, like, I'm going to say, even though people throw low blows and it may hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the way for a man to get across how he feel.
Yeah.
Because we bottle so much stuff up.
Yeah.
We take so much stuff. And we try not to hurt the person we with's feelings.
Yeah.
But
most women, of the time. Most of the time.
Some shit you got to be done.
Yeah. Women, bro, like.
They throw some blows, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
And you got them women that. Like,
know where to hit you at.
Like, you know how you said your mama taught you not to hit women.
Right. Yeah.
Cool.
We all was taught not to, well, not all, but most of us was taught not to hit women. But women will provoke you until you are ready to go off.
Right.
And that's when a man just unlashes, you know, unleash everything, say what you got to say.
So have y'all ever backslapped her?
No. But I'm saying, like, it be when they push you to that level is when you don't care what you say. And when you say it, and then when everything calms down, it's like, then that's when they say, well, why you ain't tell me that? I'll try to work on it. Like, like sometimes, bro, but like us as men, bro, we just taught not to vent for real.
Right.
Don't put your feelings
out. Stop all that crying
there.
Shit, nigga. Shut up. That's the first thing our pops was telling us. Nigga, all like, stop all that crying shit.
Yeah. And then, like you know, you got to stop the crying. Don't come in here being no tattletale and everything up, bro. So it's just like, as men, naturally, we raised to
bottle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't know.
So, do you raise your sons like that? Or they bottle like?
I definitely do, but I feel like there's a time when I come to, like, I might just be walking, I might just be chilling in the crib or driving in the car and be like, man, I said too much to that nigga today. I might need to go and retract, because that's one thing my parents didn't do. I don't know about other people's parents. If I got knocked upside the head or disciplined a certain way, I never got, man, you know I did that because your ass is fucking up. Yeah. You know, it's you fucking up, you get that, and you got to learn from it. You know what I'm saying?
So do y'all
so, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Like, I had to handle my son a little differently because he was born 4 months early, so he's a preemie and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more of the, I try to be more companion with him and try to understand, you feel me? Because, like, he talks, but, like, his speech is not, like, clear and all that. And then, like, he can't explain a lot of stuff to you. So I just, you know, I just got to be more companion and show more of a sensitivity with him.
Right.
Yeah.
So I kind of handle him differently than the way my pops did us. Because my pops, he's like, y'all better remind me to whoop y'all when we get home, because if y'all don't, I'm going to whoop y'all more. So.
That's crazy, ain't it? Do y'all?
But, hey, you know, me and Tez ain't never remind him. He just, y'all ain't remind, y'all got away with it this time. But, you know, so,
That's crazy. Y'all ever had to go get that switch?
No, I never.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Because, like, my pops was more of the type, bro. Like, he put fear in me just with his voice, bro.
Facts.
So, like, yeah, my mom, all she had to do was say, I'm going to call your daddy. He get on the phone, bro. I'm crying on the phone. Like, he had to put his hands on me for real.
And I'm going to keep it real. Like, when you said you just had that respect for him and the aspect of his voice.
Yeah.
Like, my two brothers are, you know what I'm saying? We got, only me and my big brother got different moms and dads, but I've been around him since I was two. Yeah. I didn't really know my dad until he was introduced, like, it's your dad, whoop-de-whoop, I'm not your dad. You know what I'm saying? My stepdaddy was my dad, and both of his biological sons have been to the penitentiary. I feel like I took more heed to the shit he said and the shit he did than his own, you know what I'm saying, biological sons. Cause
what they go to the pen for?
My big brother's in the feds right now. He's on a conspiracy. So, you know, he was, you know, just trying to get rich. You know what I'm saying? My little brother on the same shit. He's not locked up right now. But my big brother went to Mel, Barrett, you know what I'm saying? He was straight A's, you know what I'm saying? He just... And my little brother, too. He went to, you know, nice high schools and shit, made straight A's. You know what I'm saying? The expectations from our parents was different from them two than me. You know what I'm saying? But it was because they already showed that they could do it. But I feel like they was so smart that they were like, shit, it's a piece of the pie out here that's bigger than just going to work every day and whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. But I feel like I took more heed to what he said and did to us. Because he never went to the military, but you would think he's militant. Like, I did time as a kid. Fuck going to prison. You know what I'm saying? I did 60 days in my room. You can't even wear the same uniform. You got to wear the same uniform every day for a week. Monday, that's your uniform. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Keep it clean since you don't know how to act. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But they grew up kind of like doing what they were supposed to do until they got grown. You know what I'm saying? I was the fuck up, the black sheep, shit like that. But going back to what you said about your son, I feel like you have that mind frame to have that balance. Yeah. Like, I can treat him like this, but there's a leeway with him because it's like you understand him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's different from, you know, parents back in the day, they didn't care if you had a problem. You're getting your ass whooped.
You're the top, bro. Like, it wasn't no mental word. It wasn't nothing.
No, hell no.
Fuck your feelings, nigga.
Yeah. Come on, man. Mental health has been preached more in, I feel like, the black community now from 25. I'm 32.
Yeah.
25 on is when I've heard the most about mental health. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's deep to me because I feel like in the black community, like you said, we are taught to bottle a lot. So how can you go and talk to a woman, you know, you couldn't even talk to your mom. Most of our moms are shut up. Don't, ain't no crying. Ain't no, don't let nobody bully you and hit you. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So your mom might be on you more about that than your dad. You know what I'm saying? So, cause they more sensitive to the fact of emotions.
It get crazy, man.
Especially a single mother. Single mother, like, she got to be mom and dad. Don't come in here crying. Don't whoop-de-whoop. Ain't know this. Ain't know that.
And then, as we get older, bro, we start to be around, like, you know, more white people, whether it's in the working environment and stuff like that, bro. It's just, you can see, like, where so much stuff differed. And it's just, like, it's crazy, bro. Because, like, I've seen more white people now say, like, it's white women that hate when their kids move out.
Yeah.
Like somebody told me that she literally wished that her kids would stay home and just worry about saving money.
And what did your parents say?
Hey, nigga, they tell her, get up.
You ain't got long. 18 coming. You got to go as soon as you graduate.
Yeah, so just like,
I think it's the worst thing we do as the black community is you got to go when you're 18.
Yeah.
Because I got a homie, and I'm going to say his name because that's my homie. He's a white dude. His name is Cal.
Yeah.
We call him Calvin. You know what I'm saying? He's from, like, Westport, Middletown, St. Matthews area. You know what I'm saying? When I met him in, like, the 11th grade, bro was, like, a pill head, you know, his family had money, so he drove a nice car. When I first met him, he said he wrecked the BMW. You know what I'm saying? He was going to Trinity. He got kicked out for, like, wrecking his car, being on, you know, fucking up. He got kicked out of Trinity for that. And when I met him, he just, you know, we went to his car to go smoke one day. I'm like, shit, didn't you say you just wrecked the BMW? He's like, yeah, shit. What you doing in one? Oh, man, my family got a few cars, yeah, man. This is the old school BMW, you know, whoop-de-whoop.
Yeah.
But he's just now, I'm 32, he's like 31. He's just now moving out. Got his own house, mortgage, his kids. I remember he threw a birthday party before, and the house was so big. He said that's where they lived, that him and his girl lived at and raised a family in the basement.
Really?
They got a kitchen, like 3-bedroom in the basement. But everything he went through with, like, drugs and all that, he's a better man because his family didn't throw him away at 18. You got to go. You know what I'm saying? He's never had an apartment either.
I want to shout my granny out. Because I see people my age still just learning about credit. Like my granny at 18, remember 18th grade? She took me to 18th grade, got me a charge card, and she says, how you build your credit. Like, and I think because, like, people, I just figured everybody had credit cards and good credit. But nigga, where am I wrong? Like, nigga.
Facts. Because I've never,
I be seeing people.
I've never had a credit card, bro. And I'm 32. I've never.
You never had a credit card?
No, sir.
Bruh, hey, like, as a business owner or nothing?
Man.
Hey, but it be like crazy because, like, even like that, I'm like, since I'm older, my pops, he'd be like, man, like, all you gotta do is listen to me. I'm trying to tell you what, you know, I ain't had nobody tell me. But I'm like, man, it would have been different if you told me this when I was younger.
Right. Uh-huh.
Because, like, you know, like, I see, like, when in high school, you see people with the sidekicks and all that extra stuff. You like, damn. Like, I know my pops got the money, but he ain't letting me, you know, he ain't providing this for me. And you know my pops, you see, you know my pops, he had the money.
Yeah.
But it's like, man, you know, we develop that mindset, like, man, I'm going to get it how I get it. You feel me? So, in younger stages, we fucking up our credit and not even knowing.
I'm going to tell you, though, I think it's more of where they send us. You got to care more where your kids send you. You know, remember where you send your kids. Because school should have taught us all that, man. I don't remember shit that I could use right now from elementary, middle to high. Nothing I can really remember, unless I'm drawing or some art. But
right, school teaches us to be workers, and they don't teach us to be business owners.
We should have had a tax class in middle school.
Middle school, tax class, credit, how to write a check,
rent.
Mortgage, rent. What the fuck, Great Wall of China, Side Night Mouth. Isn't that some of that goofy ass shit?
Yeah. Christopher Columbus, they lied to us.
Right, how did that shit so?
I remember, Side Night Mouth, they had me in there.
Man, we had some good memories at at Wagner, man, but I swear, this was a good episode, and I appreciate you stopping by.
Facts.
No problem.
So, the podcast is Big and Lazy, as you can see. So, you got to give us something good to eat, Big, and something good to watch, Lazy.
All right. So, something good to eat.
Yeah.
Y'all got to turn us on, bro.
Man, y'all been to Lemu?
Lemu, I heard of it.
Yeah, it's, on Lexington Road.
Yeah.
I heard of
it. Is it expensive?
Everything is expensive now, man.
Because that cheapest plate probably about $25-$30.
That ain't bad.
That ain't bad.
Because that goofy ass B Noah, and goofy, that's all she said. She all she eats is Lemu. I'm like, oh, yeah, you McDonald's. You know what I mean? So if I pull over this Wendy's double stack, you better not ask for nothing.
Lemu ain't bad, bro, but it can get up to like past $50. You feel me?
Yeah. A person?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a little
bit. Last year, Bree took me there. They like, you know, we'll take your age off of whatever you order.
For your birthday?
So I got something that's probably about $40. They took the 33 off of it.
Damn.
They do it all the time?
I said, you should make reservations. Let them know it's a birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I know where I'm going on my birthday. Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about, nigga? What you say? Lemu? What did you say?
Yeah.
I think you hit 50 Lemu. Years old, nigga. Yeah. Straight.
So that's how they did that. And then, like, something good to watch. Like, I've been watching and, like, hey, y'all don't laugh. But
you better laugh.
Y'all heard of that show Sisters?
Mm-mm.
Someone like BET.
Tyler Perry, Sisters.
Yeah. Hey, so Bree was watching that. My woman was watching that. And like, you ever sit down with your woman, man, and you like,
all
man,
time,
I ain't about
bro.
To watch this
all
beat.
The time,
you find
bro.
Yourself like, damn, this shit good.
I swear to God, all the time.
And
bro.
Then you find yourself watching the episodes without So I be watching that with her. But like, I like the little spinoff show called Zatima. That's my shit. I be watching Zatima, man.
So, I see you on that, bro. Real talk. My girl get into something, I be like, man, why are you watching this again? Like Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
My girl is addicted. She done watched the newest episode. She is, and she still go back and watch it from the beginning. And I still find myself and be like, damn, so-and-so is fucking so-and-so?
Oh. I ain't gonna lie, I've been thinking about going back and watching them House episodes too, because I think they got that on Netflix now.
House is amazing.
Then they done put the Family Business on Netflix.
Yeah.
Family Business is good.
With T.I.?
No. The one with the Duncan family,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, your boy from.
Somebody was telling y'all about it.
Your boy from Soul Food. TV show.
Yeah.
He played who's your boy from Mekhi Phifer played in the first one? He plays him in the TV show.
Ah, okay, so spinoff.
No, it ain't no spinoff. It's just his own show.
Yeah, it's just the guy that played Bird's dude. He played Mekhi Phifer in the Soul Food movie.
Yeah.
But he played it on the series.
Ah, okay.
Family Business was good to me, bro, but it kind of got
like after like season three.
Yeah.
Season three, it's like the first two seasons was hard. But yeah, it did fall off.
But before we get out of here, I just want to know, man, because I'm a fan first. You know what I'm saying? Even if I don't post every song or anything like that.
Yeah.
What do you have coming up, man, to look forward to? And what can we do as a pod, you know, to help you get farther with your music, bro? Because I fuck with your music, bro.
I appreciate that. That's a beautiful question, man. Because right now, like, I'm supposed to be working on a project with my homie Virgil, bro. And this project is going to be, like, Cleazy with no auto-tune. So everything that he's singing is going to have a singer. The beats is going to be, like, more hip-hop-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I stand on when I say, like, because I get tired of seeing people say stuff about people using auto-tune, bro. Yeah. And I'd be like, bro, do you know the people using auto-tune will probably outspit y'all ass?
Facts.
Yeah. Like, leave people alone. Use an auto-tune, bro.
I just heard a song from Dirk with no auto-tune, and I love
Dirk goes crazy. And then I'm getting ready to do a compilation project. I want to work with various artists, bro, like different artists, bro.
Get at it.
Like, I'm not even going to be, like, I might do a hook or something, but I'm not going to be on the project. I just want to, like, executive produce it and mix it. That's all I want to do. Like, the song that I sent to y'all to put on the beginning of here is one that I mixed.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's appreciate what I want that. I want to be the Jermaine Dupri of Louisville, bro.
Oh, man.
Nah, you heard him.
Yeah.
It's here for you, bro.
You got to, okay, one more question. Who do you want to see on her next, but you got to help him get, you got to help us get him on her?
Shit.
So you got to have a line or something on him.
Who do I want to see on her?
Yeah. You think it'd be a good fit?
Man, y'all got it. Hey, you know, the artist I shared that you like, bro. Go ahead and get Fat Shane on her, bro.
Bro, that nigga's dope as fuck. Yeah, bro. Fat Shane, man, we'd like to have you on. Come on, buddy.
Yes, sir. Get Fat Shane, bro. And then it's another guy, bro. He's from Salem, Indiana. He producing and making beats and stuff. He's a young guy, 21, already throwing his own shows and stuff, bro. Mm. He go by Benny Rich.
Okay.
He doing his thing, yeah. And then, like, as far as, like, shit, man, if y'all get dope artists coming through here, man, just send me their names and stuff, man, because I want to just get a list of people so I can go check out their music and see who would be the best fit for the compilation project.
Right.
So it's not going to be just people I know, bro. Like, if I feel like they're a dope fit, then we're going to use them, bro. Like, my goal is to have, like, the hardest project the state's seen, bro. State's heard. So
thanks. Yeah. We definitely have put on for that, man.
And we was gonna end it like that, man.
Yes, sir. Shit.
We were looking for the dopest.
Yeah, with that. Yes, yeah,
shout out to Brendan Haywood and the Confirmed Network, man. For even pouring into our dream of this podcast stuff, man, and even having us a new suite, man. I feel like bro believing in us really bolted our charisma with this, man. So shout out B. Haywood, man.
Hey, congratulations to all y'all for that too.
Thank you.
And we
out of here, man.
Peace.
Snap a picture, a couple of pictures.
I've been having my eyes on you, girl. I think the Lord sent me to give you the world. You more precious than diamonds and pearls. And no lavender the way you be rocking them curls. Let me be frank. Them girls ain't got nothing on you. And they out there rapid ass mine. If they ever thought that was out here studying on you. You done went to school and got you some education. Set you all about peace, love, meditation.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.